There's another example about late 1976. Prabhupada decided to have me start keeping his accounts. He kept a double accounting system. And years later, I heard from Vrindavan Day, Prabhupada's youngest son, that in the 1940s, Prabhupada had had his money in a bank, and the bank had failed, and he lost a huge amount of money in this bank failure. So Prabhupada never trusted the banks. And of course, he knew that they always make mistakes, and sometimes he also knew that some of those mistakes were deliberate. So he was very not trusting of banks. So he would keep his own double accounting system. The banks had their records, but he would never trust, you know, the statements that they would give for his different accounts. He would have his own set of accounts, and we had to very meticulously, any deposits or withdrawals, we had to record all that down. We had to calculate the interest. And around about that time then, in late 76, Prabhupada had given a loan to the Hyderabad temple. He sent some money down. I forget how much it was. And then Mahamsa Swami was down there in Hyderabad. After a couple of days, he contacted Srila Prabhupada, and he said, I went to the bank, and they said that the money's not there. So then Prabhupada had us check it, and then they said from Delhi that now the money's been sent. So it took about 5 or 6 days, and then the money finally appeared in the account in Hyderabad. So Prabhupada then, he wrote a letter to the bank, and he had calculated how much interest had been accumulated between the sending of the money from Delhi and its appearing in the account in Hyderabad. There was like a 5 or 6 day gap. So Prabhupada wrote to them, and he insisted, now you pay me this interest for the time that the money was in transit, and they had to pay it. So Prabhupada was very, very careful, very conscious that everything that he had was given by Krishna and had to be utilized very carefully.
I was with Prabhupada as his servant for just about 2 years, just over 2 years, and I remember, almost can remember the day, and Prabhupada in his party, he had all his luggage, and during those years, he had what was called the white bag. It's Prabhupada's white bag, and it was about half the size of a briefcase, and it was a small vinyl bag. You can see it in some pictures. And whoever is carrying that bag, he was trusted, because it didn't go to anyone easily. And I remember I was with Prabhupada for about a year before he finally said, Shrutakirti can hold the bag. And it was a great honor to know that Prabhupada had that faith in you, because in this bag, many items were in this bag, a lot of his personal effects that would be on his desk, things as simple as his silver ear cleaner, nail cutter, to his tilak, his mirror. He had a nice, beautiful silver mirror with ivory carving on the front. But then there would be his dakshin that sometimes would come along, cash, checks, and some passbooks from banks here in Bombay and Delhi, like that. So these would all be in this white bag of Srila Prabhupada's. So, and he always knew where this white bag was. And if you were entrusted with it, of course, you certainly had to know. And it was something I remember. There were two things I remember I felt so good. The other was one day Prabhupada had me go to the bank to make a deposit. And he must have told me 3 times what I had to do when I went to the bank as far as the transaction went and getting the receipt, making sure you did this, making sure you did this. As he said, Prabhupada didn't trust these banks. Still had to work with them, just like today we don't trust them, but still sometimes they're required. But it was always a wonderful thing when you see. So when you see pictures, you'll see Prabhupada coming from the airport, you'll see the different devotees who have this white bag, which later on became the red bag in Australia. That's a whole story. The devotee who managed to get Prabhupada's white bag has a really wonderful story. We heard that story in Mayapur this last spring at the festival there. But these things are all so sweet. But in many times, as Prabhupada was so careful about each paisa, we hear each rupee, he was also very giving when he wanted to be with his disciples who were engaged in service. And I can tell so many experiences when Prabhupada had me get this white bag once was for myself. I remember I was with Prabhupada the first time 16 months and I left. And at that time I had got married and he was in New Dwarka. And he said, go to my Elmira. That was his metal cabinet he always had in every, most of his places where he had semi-permanent residence. If he would stay for a few weeks or a month or two, he always had his metal cabinet that could be locked up. And in there, that would where he would keep belongings. And of course, his white bag would be in there. So sometimes he would say that. This time he called me in. So he said, go get my white bag. So I went and got his white bag. And he sat down. And everything Prabhupada did, I was just watching Prabhupada opening his bag was something that you just, you become overwhelmed, you know, just by seeing Prabhupada's movement, how carefully and with such transcendental, just like he was describing when Prabhupada just looked at his pocket. When Prabhupada had a way of doing things, everything he did, that's what, and as his servant, you would begin to recognize how Prabhupada did things and showed you things. Like the fan in Vrindavan, he would just go like that. And it meant turn the fan on. And if it was off, or if it was on, it meant turn it off. So he would just give you a look.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even speak. He would just look and you had to know what to do. The same in Vrindavan, he would just look at those French doors. He would just look at them and go open the doors, open so the breezes could come in. So he had such a wonderful way. And if you didn't pick up, then he would have to speak. So that wasn't as good. Best thing was, like he said, you'd, oh yes, I have something here. He would do that even with mail in your pocket. Someone would come in the room and he would go, what is that letter? You know, if you didn't respond, it was, what is that letter in your pocket? He was always interested in mail coming in.